Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Acts chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. The Reverend Dr. Heath Trampy is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Acts chapter 8, you may be seated. A reading from Acts chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. Now when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent to them Peter and John, who came down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for he had not yet fallen on any of them, but they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. O Lord, have mercy on us. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Would you have any interest in moving to Latvia with your wife? I vividly remember reading those words, sitting in my office at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Terre Haute, Indiana, nearly 20 years ago. It seemed unlikely that my wife and I would uproot and move across the world. We were both Nebraska farm kids, and most of our family had remained in the Cornhusker state through the years. Nebraska was home. Latvia was something else, something a bit frightening, but also exciting. Now, it would take much more than a brief sermon to share all the feelings and experiences of serving overseas, and while our time in Latvia was highlighted by good memories and just the right amount of adventure, we were also faced with a powerful reality. These were real flesh and blood people, people for whom Christ had died, and they were trusting us to come and share the gospel with and among them. It was an awesome responsibility. Now, the narrative of today's reading is pretty easy to miss. Interwoven with the stoning of Stephen, Simon the sorcerer, and Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, is a visit to the Samaritans by Peter and John. And as I read through this and really meditated and thought about it, I thought, you know, these details could be pretty confusing if taken out of context. So let's look at it. Luke says, when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent to them Peter and John, who came down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For he had not yet fallen on any of them, but they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. A deep divide had existed between the Samaritans and the Jews since the return from Babylon. Now we see Jesus teaching and acting contrary to that divide through the Gospels. The woman at the well and the parable of the Good Samaritan are just two examples. But in the minds of many Jews, there was still quite a chasm. It's important to hear what the Bible clearly teaches us about baptism. In Romans 6, we hear that we are buried and resurrected with Christ in baptism. In 1 Peter 3:21, the apostle says quite clearly that baptism now saves you. In Titus 3, we hear that the Holy Spirit is poured upon us in baptism. For many years, I taught these passages to confirmands, young and old, preached them, committed them to heart, and because I am convicted of this clear truth, I can recognize that Acts 8 is speaking about a unique working of the Holy Spirit among a people who are already redeemed in baptism. Let's look closer. At the end of Matthew, Jesus gives the Great Commission. But for the sake of continuity between Luke's writing, let's look at Luke's recorded commission. This is Luke 24. Jesus says, thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And then again, at the beginning of the book of Acts, Luke records Jesus' words before he ascended. Jesus says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Now, this past Sunday, and yesterday, if you were in chapel, you heard about the miraculous events of Pentecost. And we are living proof that the gospel did, in fact, spread to the ends of the earth. But Acts 8 is still the early days. I really appreciated the training. I'm looking because my wife is actually here this morning. I appreciate the training Ani and I received in preparation for our time in Latvia. When I was given the opportunity to present at a rural and small town ministry conference a few years ago, I actually recommended that these techniques be taught to pastors who are new to rural settings like the one I grew up in, towns of 200. Techniques like support raising and communication, learning how to put together newsletters and effectively utilize social media, and all of the various cultural preparations. And while these skills may not be 100% transferable to daily ministry demands, we utilized many of them while serving congregations in rural Nebraska and North Dakota. The training our missionaries receive will serve them often and for the rest of their lives. Jesus commissions his disciples to proclaim his name to all nations, but again, by Acts 8, much of this work was still localized in Jerusalem. While I won't speculate beyond what the text is saying, we see the real effect of Peter and John's visit to Shechem when the Holy Spirit clearly comes upon these Samaritan believers. In a visible and unmistakable way, God is showing the unity of all believers, Jew and Samaritan, made one in the body of Christ. Missionaries, I recognize you from yesterday. You will soon be sent to places beyond these four walls, truly to the ends of the earth. It can be overwhelming, but it's also a great blessing, and it will change you. What still strikes me all these years later, pretty soon it will have been 20 years, is how much we learned through our time overseas, how many incredible Christians we met, several with whom we remain in touch, and how powerfully the gospel is at work around the world, and you get to be part of that great work. Philip had done amazing work in Shechem at the foot of Mount Gerizim, which was a center of Samaritan worship, and as a result, many people were baptized. By God's grace, Peter and John were allowed to take part in this work as well. This text is a great illustration of the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit for all nations. The same gospel of Philip and Peter and John is the good news you and I share locally and abroad. Our Lord bless you as you continue your preparations for this awesome service. And glory be to God. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.